ready. I'm ready. You know, it's been a short break since minicamp, but, you know, I think everybody's anxious to get going.
How disappointed were you when you heard the news about Von Miller?
Well, you hate to hear anything like that, especially one of your fellow teammates, you know, have to deal with something like that. But, you know, it is what it is. It'll take its course, and you know, I'll stand behind my guy 100%.
Have you had a chance to talk to him yet?
Yeah, I talked to him. You know, and just as good as I thought it would. You know, I know Von, so I know he wouldn't jeopardize anything that goes on that field. So.
When you say you know Von, what does that mean?
That means I've been around him enough. We've had great conversations before, and you know, I just feel like, you know, in the last 2 years, we've definitely had some conversations, you know, to let us get to know one another a lot more than you guys know.
Does that mean that when you say you know him from what is out there, that would shock you as far as what they're saying it could possibly be?
One thing I know about Von is he's not going to jeopardize what he does on that field. And he's 100% a football player, and I know he cares about and loves it to death, so he's not going to jeopardize his career for something stupid.
Champ, you've been around a lot of down years, a lot of down teams. How excited are you to be a part of a team that has this much talent, and where does it compare in your career over the years?
Well, it's up there, but it's just talk, you know. I mean, I've been on teams where, you know, I played with 3 or 4 Hall of Famers at one time. You know, it doesn't matter. You got to put the work in. You got to make sure you're out there doing the right things, and, you know, it'll come together. We just can't depend on talent alone. It's got to take a lot of work, and it's going to take some time to get where we want to be.
Do you do anything different than Champ starting tomorrow than you had the last few years? You get into camp, you work on different things, or you're...
Well, not a lot of different things. You know, really, I think as I've gotten older, I'm more aware of the guys around me, you know, just what they need from me and, you know, the ways I can help guide them and make them a better player. You know, I think that just comes with, you know, being in this league for a while. And I think those are the things that really, I mean, as years go by, as I'm older, it starts to enhance a little more every year. I mean, more and more I'm doing more as a leader. So, you know, I look forward to that.
With the expectations being as high as they are, I know you don't love camp, but are you a little more excited or a little more tolerant of it this year?
Well, I don't think anybody loves the grind of it, but we love to compete, and we love to be out here, you know, with a bunch of guys we like playing with. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I get more excited now because, you know, I don't have a lot of these left. You know, more of mine are behind me. So, you know, I try not to take it for granted.
I know you don't like to look back very often, but when you look at the last loss of the season, mm-hmm. and a lot of the guys that are here were part of that loss, how much do you take of that into now being able to do something about it this year?
Well, we're all disappointed about the way it ended, and I'm very happy that we have a lot of those guys back because I know a lot of guys in that locker room feel the way I feel, you know, and we knew we had a chance, but, you know, so be it. We got to move forward.
Champ, for the people that say Champ slowed down, Champ needs to move to safety, Champ got beat a couple times last year, he's not the same Champ as he used to be, all that stuff, what do you say to those people?
Well, I'm still Champ. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still can play this game at a high level, and, you know, I believe in myself 100% just as much as I did when I was 25. So, I mean, there's no challenge put in front of me that I won't, you know, take on like a man and go out there and try to do the best I can. So I believe in myself, and, you know, only time will tell if I need to move or anything like that.
What do you think about the prospects of playing on the upside of a DRC, and what are your impressions of him so far with everything he's trying to kind of improve upon with how things kind of panned out in Philadelphia?
You know, I've watched him play since he was a rookie, and I remember having a conversation with somebody about 3 or 4 years ago about him being the next great one, and you know, I still think that. I mean, he's got all the ability to be one of the best in this game, and he's shown that flashes of it, but I think he knows that he has to be more consistent with it, and I'm willing to help any way I can because the guy has, you know, unbelievable ceiling, and, you know, I want to help him reach it.
What's the ceiling like for Chris Harris, Jim?
There's another guy that just keeps surprising people with how well he plays. I think if you watch us practice, as you watch us practice this week, you'll see why he's good. And he practices harder than anybody out there. So I'm looking forward to seeing him work this week.
Do you think that he still has an opportunity to be the starting corner opposite you? I mean, I've talked to minority things, but I wonder what you think.
Yeah, I think we got about 7 or 8 guys in our at corner that could be a starter. You know, it's not just me, Chris, DRC, and Tony Carter. It's a lot of guys that are hungry to start, and that's what we need in our room. And I don't want anybody in there that don't think they could start at some point.
Coach wants a competition at every position, but it seems like safety is probably the one place where it really exists at both safety spots. What did you see in the spring, and any thoughts on how it'll shake out here coming fall?
Well, that is a position that we've seen a lot of movement, but I think we're just trying to, you know, get the best guys out there. So the only way is just, you know, give them reps. And, you know, I like that competition because it just makes you better, makes you work harder, and it'll make these guys, you know, a lot better players in the end.
This is your second year with Peyton Manning. Is it a lot easier to read him now in practice than it was last year?
No. You know, it's really not. I mean, we pick up on little things, but not enough to make us, you know, too effective against him. He's great, man. He's one of the greatest, probably greatest to ever do it. So, you know, I expect that from him. And even now that he's more comfortable, it's going to be even tougher this year.
Any differences that you feel like you see in Peyton Manning from last year coming in, obviously off all that time off, and then now having a year under his belt, more velocity on the ball, mobility, comfort level, familiarity? What are the differences that you see with Peyton point two for this year?
From a physical standpoint, not a lot. You know, I think he just seems sharper because he's more comfortable, you know, with his environment, his teammates. You know, I'm sure it was a different thing for him being in Indy for all those years. It had to be a big change for him. So, you know, I just see the comfort levels a lot better than it was.
Jack, if it's a back enough to have the shortest memory on the field, how does that mentality help a young guy like Raheem Moore overcome his mistakes and kind of move on? What kind of advice do you give him?
Well, I think you're kind of born with that. You know, you can't really teach somebody how to have a short memory. You're just kind of born with that. Not everybody can play in this league. And, you know, he's a special player, and he's back there for a reason. I know he has a short memory because if he doesn't, I mean, it'll show real quick. And it'll probably happen to you again. So it doesn't matter. I mean, you just got to keep moving.
Champ, you said you don't have many more of these. I mean, you said that a minute ago. But you think this is your best shot at getting to the Super Bowl?
Well, I look at it as my only shot, you know, because I don't know what's to be said about next year. You know, I'm looking at right now, this is my only shot. So, and I hope everybody in that locker room feels the same way, because nothing's guaranteed in this league. And, you know, we can all be in different places next year.
I think I was looking at a short list of veterans that had your longevity in the league with Pro Bowls. I'm not sure exactly how it was calculated, but the only two guys on the list that hadn't been to the Super Bowl with these accomplishments were Champ Bailey and Tony Gonzalez. Do you ever talk to Tony? Have you guys ever talked and kind of both said, like...
Well, that's not a conversation you really want to bring up, you know? If we'd been to 4 or 5, then we'd be calling each other every week. But, you know, that's it's just nothing I really think about. I don't want to look back on the bad parts, you know? I'm looking forward, just trying to make sure I get in there at some point.
Yeah, without blowing past the first 2 days of camp, Saturday you guys put pads on. Peyton's a year later, he's more comfortable. But Jack Del Rio, you're more comfortable with him a year later for you guys too. How competitive is that going to be on Saturday?
Oh, man, it's going to be competitive tomorrow. Don't forget about the first 2 days. But it never stops, you know. And I love that about our offense now, because we got somebody back there to really put pressure on us. And that's only going to make us better.
Speaking of Del Rio, you've been through many, many defensive coordinators. How great is it to have that consistency, have him coming back?
It's awesome. I mean, I've never had an OTAs go as smooth as ours did. I mean, we did have some bumps there, but, you know, just the terminology is still the same. You know, we got the same we tweaked some things, but at least we got the core of our defense. And, you know, that means a lot, especially for the guys that are making the calls.
Champ, how do you manage to stay out of trouble year after year, off-season after off-season?
Oh, man. Maybe you just don't hear about it.
And you can't be played, you know.
I don't care.
Careful, you better
if I had something to hide, you'd know about it, trust me. No, you know, man, I grew up, you know, in a small town, so I'm kind of used to, you know, you know, having people watch all over you and stuff. So I just try to be careful about what I do, who I'm hanging around. You know, I don't have a lot of friends outside of my family. So, you know, it's not a lot of bad influences around me. So I just try to, you know, and just as you mature, you know, you just got to make the right decisions. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough, you know, not to get caught up in some situations, you know, where it made me look bad. So.
Do you just shake your head?
Huh?
You just shake your
head. I mean, just sometimes. you gotta be kind of lucky too, because some guys just end up in some bad situations and it looks bad. You know, it just looks bad, and you know, it might not even been their fault. You know, I just been, you know, one of those fortunate guys to, you know, kind of avoid those situations.
Can I one last thing?
Just going back to the Von Miller thing, you said that you know Von Miller is the type of guy that wouldn't do anything to jeopardize his career. So the things that are out there being said is that he's done weed and put this guy reported over here a Molly. So are those things that you're saying he would not do?
Well, I'm saying I just know he wouldn't jeopardize his career. I'd be surprised if he got suspended 4 games. It's surprising to me, you know. And I just know he loves football, and you know, he shows it the way he prepares and the way he works. I mean, it's just, that's what I know of the guy.